Des Moines is 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN. Des Moines sports leader.
And that
one's gone! Des Moines Radio Group station.
Trust BAM Basements. Why? BAM customers are happy customers. You choose us, Iowa. Our awards and five-star reviews tell it all. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call BAM Basements today.
For the best waterproofing with no high-pressure tricks, call 963-0226. Whenever you're in a jam, call BAM.
We are witnesses to celebrations. We like to celebrate move-ins, stability, small and positive steps forward, birthdays, and anniversaries of being safely housed. We celebrate everyday wins and knock it out of the park success. We celebrate being better together with every passing year.
The YMCA Supportive Housing Campus is leading the way in eliminating homelessness in Des Moines. We're the only housing program of its kind in America. I'm Katie Kaminsky, Executive Director. We're not an emergency shelter or a revolving door that provides temporary help. The Y is permanent housing for 140 people transitioning from homelessness to a safe home with hope, dignity, and support. We help people learn to pay rent for their studio apartment while giving them access to supportive services like classes, transportation assistance, weekly visits to the pantry, and more. We watch them transform and blossom and smile again and believe and hope for something again. The situation is real. We need your help. Give your time or make a donation. Go to dmymca.org/housing and help today.
The following show on 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN Des Moines is paid for by Outdoors Tradition TV, LLC.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN. Show's brought to you in part by good friends out at Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage. I'll tell you more about them later. Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Brant. Good morning, Pete, the Donut Man Ariadne. Old Pete was out here with me. I am still in Kansas. Good morning, Daryl. Everybody's jumping on the Facebook live stream brought to you by our good friends at Imperial RV Centers in Ankeny. Thanks to Denise and Zach. So, as you can see, I'm still in Kansas. It's been an epic hunt, I'll tell you. I have not got a shot, and I've been here for 12 days. I've seen deer. I should have been done. To be totally honest with you, I should have been done. I'll tell you the story here in a second. But I need to tell you about the fine folks at Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage real quick. Did you know you get $60? We'll get you a free spot for every month there at Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage. It's a 12 by 50 assigned spot, secure gates 24/7, security cameras, discounts for multiple spots. You get two spots. You get, your price goes down. You pay for the year, you get 1 month free, and that's where I keep a lot of my stuff, and they're super nice people to work with, and I haven't had any problems. Good morning, James. Go tell them Outdoors Dan sent you Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage in Carlisle. Oh, Dick, Tracy, or Danielle, 515-822-1362. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, good. A little bit light on the company here, but I'm doing all right.
Well, here's the thing. I got here 12 days ago, and I was out, and I was seeing deer, and Donovan's got a 140 minimum, which is fine because, you know, we want to get the deer 3-4 years old, you know, and get some maturity on the deer and let them grow their potential. Good morning, James. Good morning, Dirk. Dirk Stark, everybody. Mr. Flex Fletch. I love my Flex Fletch. Even Larry Mack loves my Flex Fletch. Morning, Dave. Fishing Dave. Good to see you. So I should have been done, but I wasn't getting a shot that I liked. And they weren't running all day. It's just been a weird year, and I'm hearing that from people back home in Iowa. I got a buddy in Iowa that's hunted 17 days straight. He's got some of the best whitetail property in the world, and he hasn't killed yet. And I got some friends in Illinois and Ohio that are seeing the same thing. So it's just been a weird year. It depends on where you're at. And if you've been successful, God bless you, and congratulations to you. That's awesome. But so I've been hunting this deer called Sidekick. And it's a mainframe 10, but his G2's got a I call him Kickstand. Donovan named him Sidekick. So I've seen him twice, but not in the shooting range. And I'm just not seeing the chasing like I'm normally seeing here in Kansas. Yeah, usually they run, you know, you sit out for 7-8 hours and see several different bucks. Now they've just been pinned up. They got those does pinned, or they just they're just not doing what they normally do. So I've been sitting out all day, and a couple days I came in for lunch. Some days I was in the blind by 6:30 in the morning. I didn't get out till 5:30 at night. It's been some long days. Weird year in Ohio for sure. I shot a buck on the decline. This year is about my son who was 7. There you go, James. Congratulations, and I hope your son does good, bud. Thank you. Tell him to flex, fletch it up, buddy. That's my new say, flex, fletch it up. But anyway, I'm sitting there, and as Wednesday, I'm self-filming. Now, Larry and Ryan are back in camp, right? So, or the Larry had to leave, and Ryan had to leave, and then they came back in camp. But I'm out, so I'm self-filming. I'm in the blind, and all of a sudden I hear, bah. Yeah, you know, I heard that burr. Here, hang on. I got my pack and stuff right here. So I hear, this is what I hear. I hear, and I look over, there's Sidekick. He's coming, he's running a doe, and he's about 45, 50 yards over here to my right. And he comes around, and I'm on a feeder, okay, but the bucks aren't going to the feeders. The does are going there, but the bucks are coming around. They're chasing them. They're running them all over. And that's legal in Kansas, by the way. You can supplemental feed, or you can hunt on. You can put it out on a wheat field or a milo field or whatever. Totally legal. So anyway, long story short, he goes wide of the feeder, and my blind's right here. So he goes way to the left of me, and he comes out, and my wind's going that way. And I got the Ozonics up on. In the ground blind, right, and I got it pointed downwind. I got my I got everything right. And you should see my workstation here. It's a mess. So I got my Ozonics. I got my 500. So I got this up in the top of the blind. So that's covering my scent downwind, right? And he's coming right in. So I got him on camera. I got him filming. I got my hand. I finally was able to get my hand on my bow. And all of it, instead of cutting back towards the feeder and the blind, he's in the middle, right? And he comes right at me. I mean, he comes right in the middle front of the blind. He's at 10 yards, and he's coming in, and I don't know if he saw me move the camera or if he heard me or what, but I had to pan the camera because I couldn't shoot through the side window, and I had to move it over, and I didn't even get – I put my release on my loop. That's as far as I got, and he stopped, and he was gone. And I said some expletives I shouldn't have said, but I did. that was so frustrating, man. He was 10 yards, and I just could not get – I just didn't get a shot. And that's the closest opportunity I've had.
Oh, man.
Now, Larry shot a hammer. Larry shot just a massive, massive buck. I think it scored 174 inches, and just – big old 50 inches of mass on him, just a big old gnarly rack busted bruiser. And Larry smoked him. He's got it. Ryan got him going down on camera. Larry made a great shot on him. And so Larry did good. But yeah, just I'm still here.
Yeah, still standing.
I'm still standing. Yeah. Actually, hey, good morning, Ryan. Good to see you. It's hunting. I mean, it's just, you know, last year I was done in two sets in Iowa, and I was done in two sets in Kansas. Larry shot a monster for sure. Yes, he did, James. He did, man. But I'm just telling you right now, it's just crazy. So Larry came back. Larry stayed. He shot his deer, and he goes, I'm going to help you film, which takes so much pressure off of me.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because I don't have to be the camera guy and the hunter at the same time. So Larry and I have been sitting the last 2 days. You're going to, if I get this show done, you're going to love it. Cause Larry, we rattled in, a couple, doe our bucks last night, and they just destroyed the decoy. They came in sideways. It was cool. Even, and they were too young to shoot. They were 2-year-old deer.
but 125, 130 inches, you know, but real nice tin. And he just pummeled the decoy. Boy, Larry had him so mad. His ears were laid back. He was licking his lips when he was coming in, and he was just ticked. And it was awesome. So, but I'm hoping today is the day or tomorrow, but I'm hoping today is the day. My dog, if Raven, if you're listening to me, Dad's alive. I love you, Raven. Donovan's wife says, she goes, "Do you love that dog?" I said, "Of course I love my dog." So she goes, I go, "Lori, don't you love your dog?" She goes, "Well, I like Cash. That's Donovan's dog." But I go, "We all love our dogs." But Jenny said that she thinks that the dog thinks I died. Larry has the horseshoe packed around somewhere. I'm telling you, Dirk, Larry McCoy is Larry and Phillip's here too again. Phillip Vanderpool is back. Those two guys are just two of the best whitetail hunters out there. You know, I always said I'm an average hunter at best. I'm just a guy that loves to hunt and fish. But I've been bow hunting 30-something years, and I've learned at least four or five things in the last couple of days just sitting with Larry and listening. He grunts. I mean, like my grunt, when I'm grunting a lot of times, and I got my Woodhaven Intimidator Ninja here. When I grunt, a lot of times I'll do a tending grunt. I'll do something like that. Morning, Christine. And Christine says, good morning from Canada. Hey, Christine. That's my buddy up there. I know who that is. That's Ken, the Killer McGill Camp Ramrod, Christine. Good to tell everybody hi for me. Tell the Mauler I said hi. That's where I went moose hunting last year. Great people up there. Sweet people. Larry, you got it, Dirk. But Larry, man, Larry was getting really vocal with his. I mean, he was. I mean, he's really getting it out there. So when I get back home to Iowa, I'm changing it up. And then he hit that bleat call. And I'll be honest with you, I don't use a bleat call. I'm going to start. Because as soon as he did that grunt and he did that bleat call, that buck came charging out of the timber. I mean, he had him. Phillip is still sleeping in. You need to get waking. No, he's out, Dirk. He's out. Larry and them guys are waiting for me to get out. Tell everyone at Triple H and good luck, Dan. I will, Dave Jones. That's my taxidermy.
Sounds like you could use some cookies.
Well, you know, hey, we got speed on at 8 o'clock for Thanksgiving preview. Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have Speed Man on. But, I need something, buddy, I'm telling you. But it's been a month. It hasn't quite been a month, but it is what it is. It's been a good thing. But, man, I got to tell you this real quick. I tell you what, let me hit a break. And don't go anywhere because you're going to want to hear this story. This is so funny. And I'll try and grab Lorenzo, and I'll let him tell it. But we'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Our dogs are part of the family, and we want to protect them at all times. Do you live in an area that you want to keep open and not have a traditional fence to protect your pet? No worries. Call Chris at Pet Stop of Des Moines. Chris Spoltra is the owner of the Pet Stop franchise in the Des Moines area and has been keeping pets safe for over 19 years. A Pet Stop system will not only keep your pet from leaving your desired area outside, but can also be set up to keep your pet out of areas in your home. The Pet Stop system is underground, keeping your property open and easy to maintain. Plus, with a friendly user app on your phone, you can customize the Pet Stop system to help your dogs enjoy their playtime and stay safe at the same time. For more information on how to protect your buddy and keep your home looking great, call 515-975-2190 or go online at petstop.com. Pet Stop of Des Moines. Outdoors Dan recommended and Raven approved.
Do you love hearing that old Tom sound off while you're in the field? Well, then you need to check out Alive Action Decoys. Hey, guys, it's Outdoors Dan here. Alive Action Decoys are one of the most realistic decoys. systems you can deploy while you're in the field turkey hunting. Wade and Teresa Goddard start with a Dave Smith gobbler decoy and then apply their patented system that allows you to raise your decoy's tail fan up and down, move it side to side, and even walk that tom up and back while it's on the platform. Live-action decoys are so amazingly lifelike, though, they're going to fool even the wariest old boss tom you got running around your woods. Plus, the good thing is they're made right here in the good old U.S. of A. For more information about live-action decoys, please check them out on Facebook or call them at 815-674-1626. Take it from me, Outdoors Dan. They're going to help you be more successful in the field this year.
Hey, students, are you into shooting sports? Well, if you are, have you ever thought about using your passion to help you through college? Grandview University is a small private college that is looking for students that have a passion for the shooting sports and learning. Grandview University has a shooting sports program that, if you qualify, will give you a guaranteed rate for your whole education while on the shooting team. That means your cost won't go up, you will get to experience a new level of competition and learn in a small class size with the feel of a larger campus with a ton of opportunities. So if you're looking to advance your education and love to shoot, why not shoot for a college program that has produced countless All-Americans and has a winning record of 4 times national champion? Grandview Shooting Sports athletes will have your ammo, uniforms, travel, and education covered in your scholarship. If you like to shoot for the stars and push yourself, Grandview University wants to talk with you. For more information, check them out at gvvikings.com.
Hey, America, when you barbecue, cookies is the one. Lots of flavor, lots of goodness, thick and rich, lots of fun. Hey, America, when you barbecue, try Cookies barbecue sauce for a treat. Cookies barbecue sauce is the barbecue sauce America loves to eat.
At American Family Life Insurance, we know that protecting your family's financial future is a priority, and life insurance is an easy way to help make that happen. You'll feel good knowing you've taken steps to protect what matters most if you were to pass away. Plus, life insurance is often more affordable than you think. Let's talk about options that fit you. Contact Darren Islander, agent at 515-964-7575 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
That big buck has eluded you for seasons. You see his scrape line, but just can't figure him out. Have you heard of Pure Whitetail? Pure Whitetail can help you see more deer and target that buck that haunts you. Pure Whitetail has some of the best deer scents you can rely on to work scrape lines or build mock scrapes that will help you see more deer. Pure Whitetail's natural and synthetic products are developed straight off their farm. Scents like Bed It Up, Fixation, and Power Shot, to name a few. Scents are available in powder and liquid form to last longer on hanging branches or scrapes. Try the White Lightning Estrus scent. It's a proven scent that bucks can't resist. Pure Whitetail is more than scents. It's a community of hunters that are family. Just go to purewhitetail.com and check out all they have to offer. Scents, hunting gear, seed, grilling sauces, coffee, apparel, field staff opportunities, and family. Want to be more successful in the field? Go to purewhitetail.com or look them up on Facebook. If you love to hunt, join the Pure Whitetail family today.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio on 1350 ESPN. We're live out of Lincoln, Kansas at Triple H Outfitters. I'm still here. I got Lorenzo with me from Respect the Game TV, Larry the Mac McCoy. And good morning, Pete. Good morning, Patrick. Is Larry working my booth during ATA? Well, those negotiations are going to have to do later, Dirk. It's up between you and Larry Mac. So I'm going to let Larry tell the story. We went to a place called The Ones. The 40 acres.
Oh, 40 acres. So, which one, though? That was a long set.
I told you, it's awesome having him help me film and everything, but we had to go hang a – I'm going to set this up. We had to go hang a stand. Larry had to hang a stand, and the camera stand or my stand, because there was a ladder stand there, but we need two stands, right? So, we're at dark 30. We're out there in the middle of the dark.
Go ahead, Larry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get in there and everything is going smooth. You know, and it's one of those trees that's kind of got a little funk to it. You don't know how where to hang the other stand because the stand's just not going to set right. So I thought, well, all right, I'm just going to film my ladder and the tree split off, whatever, looking at the camera. And so I was like, all right, set it right there. And fun, get the stand up, go back down, sets perfect. I mean, it's set up perfect. So I was actually pretty, I was like, man, this went really smooth. Until I climbed down and I was like, all right, and go ahead, you go ahead and crawl up. You can get in that stand, make sure you get the harness and everything buckled up. And I'm just going to walk your bow up the ladder. So I don't know if Dan was literally just there and his body was still, had his head on the pillow and was just, because he just climbs up the tree, gets buckled up. So I start walking up the ladder. I got his bow right there, just. And I'm like, I mean, we could have dropped a rope, but it wasn't. It's not like we were high, so I was, you know, a couple runs. I was just gonna throw it up there to him because we had a bunch of cover ends.
Now tell him, but it had the Horn Hunter bow strap on it.
Mm-hmm. Had the whole bow sling on it, the Horn Hunter bow sling.
So it goes around the end of the bow.
The cam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was only really one way on and one way off.
Right.
And I hand him the bow. So instead of grabbing the bow, he literally grabs the top of the bow sling and is elastic and pulls, and I was like, no, it's like dark, and all of a sudden I just see the bow go and hit one limb and another limb and then cartwheeled out there, and I was like,
did my bow just fall?
Yeah. Like, my bow was up. I was like, well, yeah, when you're sitting there holding the sling in your hand and the bow's not in it anymore. So
I'm going to tell you something about elite archery. They're tough bows, man.
So I was like, man, I mean, hopefully, I said, I looked it over. I mean, it looks good in the dark. So he didn't. He wasn't able to test it out that morning anyway, but it did shoot fine when he got back. So
yeah, thank you, Pete. Pete says, that what a pair of the A-team.
Yeah.
Pete the Donut Man Ariate. Yeah, that thing, I said, guys, please tell me that landed on the cedar. He goes, nope, it hit the ground.
Yeah, like three times. It stopped at the third bounce.
Yeah.
But it ended up being all right. But I was like,
it shoots fine. And I'm not giving that one away. I love my Cairo. I'm sorry. And I know I tell you I like every bow. And I do. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't. There's a couple bows I really didn't like, and I didn't say anything. I just didn't say nothing. But I love that Cairo, man. That's my
good shoot rig.
It's just a good bow.
That and the Ethos, you know, like I said, it's really all what your draw length is, and if you've got a shorter draw length, the Cairo is going to be more efficient.
You get more of the cam.
Yeah.
So, told them about your buck already. That's a hammer. When's that going to air?
I don't know. His horns are still back there. I don't know. I haven't even put those followers yet, but it's going to air after January. All the new episodes will start in January.
So watch Respect the Game TV, and you'll see Larry smoke a hammer. 107. Is that your biggest? No.
He's up there. He's a good one.
174. So.
Yeah, 174. It was a really cool hunt.
Yeah.
Really pretty spot. A lot of fog in the morning, early in the morning and stuff that hung around for the latter part of the whole day, really. And just really, it was just a cool setting and a big bottom to see a deer, you know, like that, just kind of emerge out of the fog and walk. It's really cool footage, and there's, you know, lots of cool story behind it. We hunted pretty hard and finally just was able to connect.
Now, I was telling him I learned some stuff from you yesterday and when we were out at the other place. Mm-hmm. And you're totally doing, and I told Larry this when he was doing it, he's louder than I have been with my grunt call, and you were grunting.
Really? You think I am? I'm louder?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I've been bowing 30-some years. I mean, you always want to keep learning, right? I think I've been doing some stuff wrong for a long time, and, man, you were really getting on that call, and, boy, we called two bucks right in. I mean, they came in running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the time of year right now that they are a lot, you know, from October, from Halloween, I'd say, or even mid-October in some cases, you know, calling deer is really about dictating what you see. And if you're calling blind, especially this time of year, you know, pay attention to what your trail cams are showing you. If you're seeing a lot of deer that are broke up, if you're seeing a lot of deer that are, you know, a lot of chasing and stuff going on, two, you know, younger bucks, not necessarily together, but you know, they become a lot less tolerable of each other. And yeah, you can get on that call because they're really talking at that point. They're vocal. And yesterday was just prime example of that. You know, we just blind called. I rattled. Call Ivan through a doe bleat out there.
I told him about the bleat. I'm gonna start using that doe bleat. That works. I mean, it, and I don't think I've ever done that. At least I haven't done that in a long time. But and his rattling sequences were different than what I usually do. I was always told, you know, you want to simulate a buck fight for like 15 to 25 seconds, and you were doing it. You were pausing them maybe a little bit here, but you were going a little longer, but. And you weren't like smashing them together. I mean, you were tickling the tines on the end.
And that's just really one method. I mean, one method of doing it. You can still do that, you know, just smash them together. But the way kind of where our setup was at, being able to just get the attention of deer, knowing that, because sometimes they'll fight, and a lot of times they do. They'll just lock up, and they kind of sit there and just kind of push each other. And then it starts to get a little bit more heated as they start to get a little bit. You know, the temper starts to flare, I guess.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you're at the Iowa Deer Classic, Larry will be there. RTG's going to have a booth. We'll be right next to each other with Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Call. So it'll be RTG, the Outdoor Call, and then Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Call. So you want to stop by, and Larry, I'll show you how to do that at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you, it worked because, man, I was. It wasn't 2 minutes until Larry, there's a buck running right in. I mean, that buck was, he came, broke the woods, and then as soon as he saw that decoy, he made a beeline. And then the other one, which was bigger, he came in just pissed. I mean, he was mad.
Yeah, when he come in, a lot of times, too, is you got to know your setup and know the terrain of where you set the decoy. And because a deer is always usually going to try to stay in a position where he's got the advantage, whether it's from the wind or whether it's on a hill. Whatever. So how you set your decoy up is important. And when that he came out, he went to the edge, and I looked over and I was like, he's gonna try to work the edge all the way up, and I'm gonna get him off that edge. And I literally out the back end of the and through that other grunt out towards the middle of the field, because there's a wrap in the field there, and he was coming around here. That way, if he goes out, he can see out into the field. And as soon as I grunted, I saw him head out. And he could sell the decoy, and then it was over from there.
Yeah.
Ears laid back, started licking his nose. And
well, they did what he said he was going to do. He called it, and it's like, man, I can't believe that. But I learned when I was on that at our other farm in Iowa, I had the decoy pointed wrong. And I had a giant come in, but he wouldn't leave the wood line. And Larry told me, he goes, you should have pointed it the other way. And it's all about wind direction, right?
Wind direction and space.
Yeah. Yep. Leave yourself enough space where they can work in.
Yep. You know, most generally, if you're hunting with just a buck decoy, you're going to want to have enough space all the way around the decoy so a deer can go to either side. He can choose whatever side. If you're forcing them to go to one side, you're probably going to get a lot of those deer lock up on you, you know, a fair amount. I'm not saying they're not going to give you an opportunity, but they may lock up versus just committing.
Yeah.
And coming like that one did yesterday.
Yeah, he called it. Jimmy says he will definitely be upgrading to the Ethos and Pure Whitetail Camo this year. There you go, James.
Yeah, that's a good looking camo, and I'll tell you, that's what I've been shooting is the Ethos, and I'm really, really liking it.
$3 with that already?
Yep.
$3? He's doing good. All right, man, I'm going to let Larry go. He's got to find me a deer.
Yeah.
The poor man.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you real quick. So we're sitting in the blind yesterday, and I looked over at Dan, and I said, hey, see that light way over there? That's where our truck's at.
Yeah.
And we got to pack all the stuff out.
Oh.
And I could see it. I could see the dread in his eyes the rest of the evening.
I'll be honest with you. I'm sick of carrying all this crap. I've been doing it for 14 days, man. Now, he carried the DSD. That DSD is not light. It's heavy. And the stand, and he had his pack. I mean, his pack weighs like 80 pounds. And I grabbed everything else, and it was 500 something freaking yards. And I'm going,
he's like, I mean, it's not going to, that's a long ways. I mean, it's.
Well, we had to go. It's
five football field.
That's five football field. That's 500 yards. He's laughing. And I was like, he goes, are you going to make it? I said, I'll just keep going. I'll be there eventually.
Yeah, you made it good.
Not bad for an old fat guy.
good.
All right. Well, I'm going to let Larry go. Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
All right. I got the man with me. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned on 1350 ESPN.
Taping your own hunts is an exciting way to capture the moment. Fourth Arrow camera arms can help you video easier in the field. They're extremely lightweight, durable, and easy to pack. Their patented shoulder system is also very adaptable to any tree or ground blind setup. The bases are affordable and easy to set up for various wind directions. Multiple camera arms are available, including the Stiff Arm, Stiff Arm Pro, and Stiff Arm Elite. They're made of high quality aluminum or carbon, depending on what you choose. For ground blind hunters, there's the tripod and monopod options. They're quiet and maneuver easily within the blind. All models can handle Consumer Pro video and perform quietly in the field. You can even custom pick your setups with Fourth Arrow camera arms. If you're looking to tape your hunts this season, check out FourthArrowCameraArms.com. Outdoors Dan approved for the field for great video action.
Heading to your favorite outdoor spot? Is your hunting, fishing, or utility knife ready for any task? Well, if you used the original WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener before you left, you bet they are. The WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener is designed to sharpen every knife you own. By using changeable, flexible abrasive belts, the sharpening system is able to sharpen a variety of knives, including curved and serrated knives, tanto blades, fillet knives, gut hooks, axes, and even kitchen knives. The WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener does this with precision angle sharpening guides and flexible abrasive belts to ensure the proper 20-degree angle every time. Each WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener is assembled in the USA by a family-owned and operated company. Customer service is always a call away. So if you love the outdoors and depend on a sharp knife, consider checking out one of the WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners or the WorkSharp guided field sharpener at a store near you, or anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
If you're into cooking wild game or grilling, you probably love to transform your wild game into delicious meals or great-tasting snacks. High Mountain Seasonings has everything you need to help you make some of the best-tasting sausage, snack sticks, or jerky around. High Mountain Seasonings offers simple, easy-to-use kits that are used at home, including three new low-sodium blends that will produce wild game snacks your family will love. High Mountain Seasonings makes grilling steaks or smoking your favorite meats taste even better with their specialty spices, marinades, and rubs for deer, elk, or your favorite steaks. High Mountain has also just introduced taco and fajita blends that are spicing up kitchens and grills all across the country. Look for High Mountain Seasonings at Sportsman's Warehouse or at your favorite grilling retailer. Or go to himtnjerky.com for recipes and to find the closest store near you. High Mountain Seasonings has everything you need to make your game or favorite grilling meats taste great.
When you're getting ready to outfit your next outdoor adventure, there's one place in Ankeny that's your one-stop outdoor shop. That's Sportsman's Warehouse. The Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need from fishing, hunting, firearms, and camping gear that will make any outdoor trip a success. Sportsman's Warehouse carries nationally known brands that have been tried and proven in the field and on the water. Smokers and grills that will cook all your meat easy to prepare. Kayaks and boat gear are also on hand to help you find more fish when you go wet alive. Sportsman's Warehouse has all the footwear and clothing choices at great prices that will make sure you are outdoors in comfort and style. If you're traveling, you can also go shop 24/7 at sportsmanswarehouse.com. So next time you're planning your next outdoor adventure, make sure that you check out Sportsman's Warehouse in Ankeny.
Hey guys, Jackie Bushman here with Buckmasters. When it comes to food plot seed and deer feed, the Mississippi-based Backwoods Attractions product line has you covered. From their food plot blends like Trophy Acre, Lazy Acre, Clover Deluxe, and the popular Dixie Six, to their attractants like Game Changer, Sweet Stuff, and Buck Robber. The best way to put it is, if you're not using Backwoods Attraction products, you better hope your neighbor isn't either. From small to large acreage, Backwoods Attraction has the feed and seed perfect for your hunting property. So do yourself a favor and swing by and support your local co-op or farm supply store and ask for Backwoods. backwoods attraction to set yourself up for a successful fall.
In these times when a lot of us are working from home, it's even more important to make sure your home is the right temperature and comfortable. Now is a great time to call the experts at Wyckoff Heating and Cooling at 287-6000 to schedule a check on your current heating and cooling systems. Is your house too dry and giving your family issues? A Honeywell dehumidifier system installed with your AC heating system can solve that issue right away. Wyckoff Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that has been serving Iowa residents and businesses for over 70 years. They offer 24-hour service and programs like the Peace of Mind Plan for less than $15 a month. So if you want more time on the water or in the woods this year, please call the folks at Wyckoff Heating and Cooling for any of your home or business heating and cooling needs. One call to Wyckoff Heating and Cooling will bring you peace of mind under your roof every day.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan, live from the Trophy, Triple H Outfitter in Lincoln, Kansas. We caught a giant using a water hole that normally would not use. There you go, Brandon. Strategy, man, strategy. Hey, so far the biggest deer taken in here, 211. How about that? 11. It's been crazy. So just stay out there, stay diligent. Andrew, how you been? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
You know, hanging in there, trying day by day, that's all.
Yeah. Andrew, man, he's been working the phone lines, the waiver lines. He's been heating it up on fantasy football team.
Trying to anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, one guy goes down, then the other guy goes down. So it's a never-ending revolving door. You know that.
Trust me. It's been crazy. Hey, fall trout spawn is in full swing in Iowa. Brilliant fall colors are not only in the trees, but also in the streams at the Manchester Fish Hatchery. They're underway doing all that thanks to the increase in self-sustaining, naturally reproducing brown trout populations through Northeast Iowa. There were no need to collect brown trout eggs this fall. Wow, that was awesome. In past years, brood trout from the French Creek genetic and lineage were collected from French Creek in Allen McKee County, or the Spring Branch Creek in Delaware County, raised at the hatchery, then stocked in streams as 2-inch fingerlings. Anglers love these wild stream-raised fish. They're harder to catch than our hatchery-raised stockfish, said Iowa DNR Fisheries Supervisor Mike Stewick. For the interior streams, many, if not all, public streams have lots of brown trout in them. Brown trout are big. They're like a wolf in the water, man. Brown trout are just vicious fish. They're a neat predator fish. It's crazy. Compared to rainbows, brown trout, man, they're aggressive. Years of work to protect and enhance the South Pine Creek watershed in Winneshiek County has allowed Iowa's only native trout to thrive and continue to naturally reproduce in the streams. Eggs are typically taken streamside in late October and early November from wild South Pine Creek trout, fertilized and taken back to the Manchester Fish Hatchery to be raised and stocked as 2-inch fingerlings in June. I hear an owl. With low water levels in most trout streams, they gave the South Pine Creek brook trout a break this fall, said Stewick. Milt was collected from a self-sustaining population established by fingerling.
Got a lot going on there, Dan.
Yeah, that's Larry. He's howling it up. We focused on improving our hatchery techniques with hatchery-raised South Pine Creek female brook trout and wild South Pine Creek brook trout males to expand the numbers of fingerlings available. The rainbow trout spawn, the backbone of Iowa's trout program, takes up as much as December and January. Roughly 750,000 eggs will be collected this season. And anyway, they're out there doing their job. So if you love to trout fish, I love trout, man. I haven't been trout fishing forever. They stock about 370,000 catchable rainbow trout from the hatcheries every year. They also stock 60,000 brook and rainbow fingerlings in each year to grow in the streams. There's a natural spawning, mostly brown trout and some brook trout, in more than 80 Northeast Iowa streams, thanks to improved habitat and trout genetics
and to extend the period of average annual rainfall prior to the drought these past many years. Many trout caught through our Got me a little, what is that? What's that called?
Ignite.
Well, who makes that? Mountain Ops.
Bull Rush.
Go check it out. Bull Rush. These cold water fish are great fighters and beautiful and spawning colors this time of year. So thanks, Mike. Appreciate the report. So, Andrew, Dave DeBolt, or not Dave DeBolt, our Dave Bloom from JLM is going to be on at 8:30, okay?
Sounds good. We have a jam-packed 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it's going to be busy. So, Roger Wild said, big congratulations to Larry. Brandon said he had an owl land on his Fox Pro last night. There you go. Victory Outdoors. Good morning, Curtis. Good to see you. Bill and Carrie, good. What's up, fellas? How you doing? We're just, Larry's trying to get me a deer, Bill. It's a major challenge. It's a major challenge, that's for sure. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I told everybody on Facebook live stream during the break, starting Monday, if you go to the Outdoor Call Radio app, I told everybody I had two bows I was going to give away for Christmas this year. I've got one of my 60-pound right-hand Elite Omnias. That's a Sierra Brown, still in the box. Hasn't even been opened yet. I'm going to give that away for somebody for Christmas, and we're going to give away a brand-new Gearhead archery bow, courtesy of Skip and his wife up at Gearhead Archery in Wisconsin. So all you need to do is...
Real quick, if you're watching, screenshot this, save this, because if it gives away a midnight copper Cairo down the road, make sure you put a level on it before it...
I'm not giving away my Cairo. I love my...
Well, no, because that one hit the ground yesterday and bounced about four times.
It's fine. It shoots fine. It's just I was out to 30 yards. It's dead on. And I love my Omnia, too. That Omnia is a great bow. Anyway, but if you go, if you don't have the Outdoor Call Radio app, just go to your app store on Android or iTunes and download it. It's free. 24 hours, 7 days a week hunting and fishing shows. We do a live show called Buck Talk Radio every Wednesday at 5. Starting in January, Unknown Files, that's our spooky show with Bigfoot and all that other stuff. That'll be coming back on in January. A lot of people said they really missed the show, and we appreciate that. We'll be back on in January. I just had to take a break because of hunting. But download the app and just send me a screenshot of a show that you're listening to Monday through Friday. There's three, four shows running every day, and it's on a loop. And it's always free to listen, and you might win some great stuff. We got a lot of giveaways coming up. We give away $20,000, $30,000 a year and stuff. And next year, for 2024, we're going to be giving away another hunt here to Triple H Outfitters. Good morning, Rick. So that'll start in January. And we'll tell you about that. But right now, we're going to give away two bows for somebody for Christmas. So all you got to do is email it to me. It's outdoorsdan@mac.com. And if you go to the outdoorcallradio.com, the website, the outdoorcallradio.com, that's the website. My email's right there. Okay? Did I explain that easy enough, Andrew, or do I need to elaborate?
I think that went out pretty well. I mean, it's pretty easy, clear cut, and I'm kind of jealous of those who will end up winning it.
Yeah, I mean, there's $2,000 bows given away right now.
I know.
Yeah, that's a heck of a Christmas present.
That is, that'd make the year, I'd say.
I'd be happy if I won a new bow for Christmas.
If you got a new bow, oh, man, especially those. You're not just getting anything off of a Walmart shelf. You're getting that.
I'm gonna draw the winner. I got a pure whitetail travel kit that I'm gonna give away today. I'll post that later today or tomorrow. So don't send me anything until starting Monday, and we'll start fresh for the bows. I'm gonna set up I got a new folder set up, and your emails will go right into there for me. So just do me a favor, make sure you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, so we give everybody a chance to win something, okay? Because, like I said, we got a fishing trip to give away next year. We got fishing rods. We got a deer hunt, a $5,000 deer hunt to here to Triple H. I mean, we got a lot of big stuff. Tacticam cameras still. Larry's got some other stuff cooking we're going to give away. I got some cookies, barbecue, grill packs we're going to be giving away. We got a lot to do next year. So, And I want to thank everybody for listening to the Outdoor Call Radio. That I own that. It's veteran-owned. And that's where Andrew and I will be for at least the next 10 years. So thank you. We appreciate that. We couldn't do it without you. So all we need you to do is download the app and listen a couple times a week if you can. All right. Andrew, am I missing anything?
Man, not that I can think of. Maybe a break coming up here shortly, but other than that, I mean.
Okay. Real quickly, I want to thank all the sponsors that helped me do the show every week. All these guys are partners. I got a call today, Richardson Remediation there in Ankeny. I had a couple people tell me they're going to hire Jesse for holiday parties. So thank you for, I think Tony was one, Tony Casey. I think Tony called me or texted me. And so thanks. And Stacy, I think Stacy was the other person. Thanks for doing that. You know, a lot of Pop Popcorn, Sportsman's Warehouse, Carl Chevrolet, Darren Islander, American Family Insurance, Imperial RV Centers, the Olive Tap. We have Wyckoff Heating and Cooling. We've got the fine folks over at Advanced Family Dentistry. We couldn't do what we couldn't do with Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Yagi, Herman Fine Jewelers, Worksharp Sharpeners, Game High Clothing, Itasca Footwear, Norlander Socks, just a ton of people that I just could not do without the show. Right, Andrew?
Absolutely correct. These, every one of them is wonderful wherever you go, and great people, too. That's the biggest thing here. There's nobody everywhere you go. People are nice. They're friendly. They get to know you.
Cookies, Barbecue Sauce, Fourth Arrow, Camera Arms, and Wincent, Dirk Stark and all the gang at Flex Fletch, Pamela Turner. Thank you, Pam and Dirk. Smith Kenny, Todd Rupert at Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Calls, Brian Tucker and Han Tommel at High Mountain Seasonings, Dave Dykema at Fourth Arrow and Wincent, Dave Larson at Game Hide, Ross and Connor at Sportsman's Warehouse, Gary at Chick-fil-A off of Mill Civic Parkway there. Thanks to him. Rob and Christy Taylor at Revelton, Dave at Arctic Ice, Stephanie and her family at Norlander Stock Company, Tyson and all the gang at Trica Fishing Rods, Matt and Chris at Soldier Boy Beef Jerky, Jared Lawson at Onyx, the guys at Grandview University. Thanks to Cody, Charlie Mundy, and everybody there. Dr. Don at New Life. I know I'm taking it. Missy and everybody at Tacticam, and Mark Scroggins and everybody at Woodhaven Custom Calls. I just couldn't do it without all of you, and we appreciate you so much. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Tacticam has launched the best-in-class cellular trail camera, the number one selling action camera in the industry. The new Reveal by Tacticam will change the way you scout forever. Not only is it one of the easiest to set up, but the most affordable cellular camera on the market. As you know, you educate your game and leave your scent when checking cameras in the field. With Reveal, those issues are gone. You can receive pictures in almost real time right to your app without going into the field. The Reveal offers half-second trigger speeds, detects game from up to 96 feet away in 4G and LTE wireless modules, Verizon and AT&T plans available, 24-inch LCD screen, adjustable night illumination, and data plans starting as low as $5 a month. The Reveal's world-class app allows you to set up your camera, add cameras, view and organize pictures, and much more. Again, plans starting as low as $5 a month. The new Reveal by Tacticam saves time, gas, and most importantly, helps you stop educating your game. RevealCellCam.com for more info.
Hey, are you in the market for a new RV this year? Here's a place to help you start looking for that new travel partner for your next vacation or outdoor adventure. Head on over to the friendly folks at Imperial RV Center in Ankeny. Imperial RV has been serving Iowa camping enthusiasts for 50 years. They carry pull-behind or fifth-wheel RVs from Sprinter, Hideout, Passport, and Alpine. They now carry SMC horse trailers that have built-in living quarters for road
rodeo and horse lovers. Imperial RV also features a full service center ready for any repair that your RV might have. Imperial RV can finance on site to help you with all your financing needs. They also have a full service parts department for anything you might need to keep your camper going. They're open Monday through Saturday, located at 1727 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny, Iowa. Please call them at 515-964-1424 or check them out online at imperialrvcenter.com. That's imperialrvcenter.com. Imperial RV Center in Ankeny, making memories to last a lifetime.
Hi, this is Dr. Don Gilbert from New Life Counseling Services with offices in West Des Moines and Ankeny, Iowa. I know things can be tough in the world today. I see it every day. People dealing with relationship issues, parenting struggles, anxiety, depression, or folks just looking for a new direction or plan in their life. If you find yourself struggling and are looking for someone to help you find answers to a better relationship, a marriage, or just helping with everyday stress, please consider calling me at New Life. We offer a family-friendly, straightforward approach to helping you to get through the layers of stress that can be harmful to your health, relationships, and your work. The staff at New Life offer one-on-one sessions that get right to the heart of the matter. We work with you so you can discover better choices on how to handle the issues you might be dealing with in your life. When you're looking for someone to listen to you, we're here. Please consider calling us for a confidential appointment at New Life, 515-225-4006 in West Des Moines, or 964-5003 in Ankeny. Also find us 24/7 at newlifecounseling.com. We are here to help you when you need us.
Too many projects stacking up at home, and do you need some help? Don't worry. Just call Project Partners Design in Ankeny. Rob and Megan Fair have been helping folks catch up on home projects since 2017. Project Partners Design specialize on refinishing cabinets, mantles, bathroom vanities, or even power washing and staining the deck out back. Nothing but the best materials on all jobs. For example, on deck projects, they use Rymar Extreme Weather Deck Stain that'll last a long time in our Iowa weather. Rob and Megan can also help you design your projects with a mood design board, so your vision will always be in focus as your projects get completed. It's a great feature for those folks that like to do one project at a time. So don't feel overwhelmed getting your home looking the way you want it. Just pick up the phone and call 507-382-7050. That's 507-382-7050 or email projectpartnersdesign@gmail.com. Military discounts are available every day to those that serve. If it's time to remodel or if the dog just got done chewing on the kitchen cabinets, pick up the phone and call Project Design Partners in Ankeny or look them up on Facebook and help will be on the way.
You're ready for your next outdoor adventure. Wouldn't it be nice to have high-definition footage as a fun memory of your time in the outdoors? Well, Tacticam has been helping hunters do that very thing. Whether it's one of our 5.0 or the 5.0 wide camera, you're going to capture your hunts like never before. They can help you cover your bow fishing trips with the new Tacticam Fish Cam that's totally waterproof and ready to record some awesome bow fishing action. All the Tacticam cameras feature 4K resolution, Wi-Fi compatible, feature live stream capabilities with over 2.5 hours of record time that feature image stabilization that's far above other cameras in its class. The Tacticam remote lets you hook up multiple cameras to one remote to capture more angles and shots like never before. So when you're ready to record your next hunting or fishing adventure, don't forget to take your Tacticam camera. You'll be able to relive your trips like never before. Tacticam.com for more info.
Let's talk about a story. An Iowa story about a dream that took several years to come true in Osceola, Iowa. It's the story of Revelton Distilling Company. These fine distilled whiskeys, gins, and vodkas were born from the labor of Rob and Christina Taylor. It's amazing hearing the customers' descriptions of how unique each bottle looks and how each spirit tastes and satisfies with every sip. From the honey whiskey to the whiskey and cream, or the robust mulberry gin, American gin, or vodkas, Revelton Distilling visitors can't believe the flavor profiles the mixologists are creating at the distillery every day. Revelton Distillery is open Wednesday through Sunday in Osceola. They're located at 1400 West Clay Street, right off I-35. Revelton Distillery fine spirits are also available at your local grocery and other retailers around Iowa. Please check them out online at reveltondistillery.com or visit them at the distillery. If it's time to celebrate or just time to sit back and unwind, well, then it's time for a Revelton moment.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio. We are live from AAA Outfitters in Lincoln, Kansas this morning. So just, I'm still here trying to get my deer tag filled.
Got the Larry Mack with me, though, so I'm feeling better about my odds. Pete, the Donut Man Ariotti, was in camp with us. Just a delight. He brought like 7-8 boxes of donuts, Andrew.
I am extremely jealous.
Morning, Jake. You should be, man. All them guys from New York. Oh, hey, and real quick, the Godfather. I got time. I'll try to do this real quick. Ralph, the Godfather DeMartino, was in, and I want to thank him and Johnny Lobsta. I'll try to tell the whole story when I get back home next week. But those guys, they brought lobster tails. They brought filet mignons. They brought shrimp. We had shrimp every day. I mean, Andrew, I've never ate so well. I mean, Connie's a great cook. You know how much I brag on Connie's cooking every year here.
Yeah, every day.
But those guys did all the cooking pretty much to give Connie a break. And I've never ate so well in my life. I'm just telling you, I took a filet mignon sandwich out to the deer blind. It was amazing.
Oh, you don't do that every time out.
No, it was crazy. I'm telling you. But thanks to all the New York guys. And it was great seeing them for 6-7 days. And it was nice having Pete in camp. And Daylight Donuts, go keep Daylight Donuts. Everybody flipped out on those maple bacon donuts.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, they were good. I'm telling you. They're good. They're just nice people. So
yeah, gotta love it.
Yeah. So Andrew and I made a big trade this week. I gave up A.J. Brown, which killed me.
Well, I'm also very thankful, Dan, that you ended up giving up Lamar Jackson this time.
Yeah, you stink, man. Lamar Jackson's done nothing. And Andrew and I made a trade early in the year for Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence, I don't know what's happened to him, but he just hasn't been playing right. So Andrew's been pretty decent to me on a couple of trades this year. So I said, all right, I'm gonna move A.J. Brown because Jefferson's coming back. And I know you need some help, and I need this. And so I gave him Lamar Jackson. And, of course, Lamar Jackson scores 30 points the first time he plays.
Love it.
Yeah. You stink, Andrew.
Hey, I very much appreciate your contribution. Right now I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, well, you and me both, brother. I'm telling you. Just crazy. So, yeah, I can't believe we only got 3 more weeks till the playoffs. We waited all year for fantasy football and deer season. December is just right. It's nuts.
It's gone in a flash. I tell you what.
You wait all year and you wake up and it's over. It's just crazy.
Yeah. If you blink, you'll miss it. I mean, you truly do. You'll miss it.
Yeah. It's just nuts. All right. Well, listen, 2900 University in West Des Moines, that's Herman's Fine Jewelers. If you're trying to get something special for Christmas or an anniversary or just something really nice for somebody nice, Herman's Fine Jewelers, 222-2600 is the phone number. They've been helping people for over 37 years in West Des Moines. Custom jewelry. They can do in-store jewelry repair. They'll buy stuff that you don't wear to help you get more Christmas presents. Go see Donnie and Frank at 2900 University in West Des Moines. Herman's Fine Jewelers, that's where I do all my jewelry. We'll be right back with the sauce man from Cookies Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Speed. Little Thanksgiving cooking tip right here on 1350 ESPN.
Vanes are very important to your aero flight and for consistent grouping. FlexFletch and its fine lineup of products has been helping archers steer their arrows for over 50 years. Silent Night vanes are 30% thinner with a much greater taper than vanes out there. This contributes to a dramatic reduction of in-flight drag. FlexFletch vanes also have the capability of reshaping or bounce back after pass-through shots on targets or game. This ensures consistent aero flight every time. Flex Fletch offers a variety of colors, sizes, and styles for any archer to use in their setup. Whether it's for 3D indoor or hunting, Flex Fletch has the vane for you. To see these great vanes and adhesives like Zing or Flex Bond to get a great seal on your arrow when you fletch, go to your local dealer or flexfletch.com. Flex Fletch, proudly made in the USA, based out of Minnesota.
Hello, this is Dave from JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale. We are a full-service gun shop that specializes in helping you find the right firearm for your needs. We carry new and used firearms for all shooting disciplines, from self-defense to shooting enthusiasts, as well as folks who like to hunt. We have recently expanded our store to better serve your needs. We still accept trades on all types of guns, but we'll also look at any firearm you might wish to sell or put on consignment. JLM Shooter Supply carries firearms to meet any budget, and we can even special order items for those who like to add higher-end guns to their collection. JLM also has a full-time gunsmith on board that can help with all your gun repair needs. So from ammo and hearing protection to gun cleaning kits, holsters, and sights, we handle it all at JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale. Please stop by and see us at 6931 Douglas Avenue in Urbandale or call us at 515-331-1577. That's 515-331-1577.
RNT Des Moines is 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN. Des Moines sports leader.
And that one's gone!
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
Hour number two is brought to you by the fine folks at Elite Archery. If you've taken the shootability challenge yet at New Cairo, and I'm shooting at Cairo is amazing. Go check it out. The Ethos, Larry's already shot three stud bucks with them at Ethos this year. Great new lineup for you to try out. And go to your nearest Elite dealer or take the shootability challenge. You're going to see what all the fuss is about. And I wish I had my bow. My bow's in a truck. I would show you it. They got a new rest called the Defy, custom bow equipment, which is part of the Elite line. That rust is one of the best rusts I've ever used. It's a drop away rust, and the mounting system's a little different, but it's awesome. Go check them out. Go to your nearest Elite dealer, and you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, let's. Did we get the Cookie Man on?
Yeah, we're gonna see if we can establish this communication here.
Okay, you do that, and let me know when he's on. I thought he would already been on.
He should be on now. Speed, can you hear us?
Good morning, Dan.
Speed, are you there?
No, I'm here.
Where are you at, Cookie?
I'm in Arizona.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Boy, you should see the deer Larry Mack shot. You'd be jealous.
Yeah, it sounded like it must have been a pretty good-sized one.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, it's so big, I don't think you could get it in a rib wagon, Speed.
Oh, no. I'll tell you, there's a guy got, I think it was Brayton Grody, but one of the guys up by Wall Lake got a big deer within the last couple of weeks, too. I just seen a couple little pictures of it on Facebook, but the big ones must be out there just waiting to get a little Cookies flavor and answer on them.
I'm telling you, it's between the Cookies and Larry Mack. I've never seen anything like it. It's crazy. Hey, before we go any further, I want to say congratulations to you. I've been here for the last 12 days or so, but when I did have cell reception, I was able to see that you got a major award a week or so ago. And
yeah.
Tell everybody about that real quick. I was really happy for you.
Well, I tell you what, it kind of surprised me, Dan. It's the Iowa Grocers Association awarded me the Lifetime Achievement Award. Which I think they only give 17 of them out in 25 years. And normally it goes to a grocery retailer or a grocery wholesaler, you know, that runs a grocery warehouse. But I'm, needless to say, a supplier to the industry. And I couldn't believe it when they, Reynolds Kramer from Fairway come out to the state fair this year and handed me a card. And his wife Sheila was filming it, and I said congratulations, Lifetime Achievement Award. I said, geez, Reynolds, that's really nice. Who got it? He said, well, you did. I said, you got to be kidding me. And then they had a big banquet Monday night. I think it was like the sixth out at the Sheraton there in West Des Moines or I don't know what, I guess it's Clive, it's right. Anyway, out there on 50th, at the Sheraton out there, they had a big banquet, 400 and some people there, but I got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and then Brett Spiker with Hy-Vee got the Volunteer of the Year Award, and Doug Beach with Casey's got the Legislative Award, and Retailer of the Year went to Garrett with Fairway, and I couldn't believe it when I got the Lifetime Achievement Award. It was I was really blindsided, and it really made me feel good.
Well, you should. I was really happy for you. You look good in that sport coat too, man.
Well, I tell you what, everybody thought I was going to show up in my Cookie shorts and Cookie's t-shirt, and they said you'd probably get by with it. And I said, no, what I wanted to do was, and then my daughter Janine said, Dad, you can't do that. What I was going to wear is, I've still got one of the blue jumpsuits that had Cookie's trained on the back of it that I wore when I route delivered barbecue sauce. I had red and blue jumpsuits, and that's what I'd wear when I was route delivering barbecue sauce. I wanted to put that on, but I kind of got voted down on that. So, but they always said when they see me in a suit, they always figured they ought to lock their billfold up because they figured it was some kind of a holdup.
You should have worn your Sauce Man costume.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You know, when I first moved up here 24 years ago, and I saw you had Sauce Man commercials running, and you had what was the one where you were like a detective, an undercover detective? You had a trench coat and remember
yeah,
that
I
one?
I had that one, and then the other one was I was in a real tight outfit, and I was, you know, up and away.
That was the Sauce Man one.
Yeah.
I was a detective.
Where they were using the wrong kind of sauce, and I had to straighten them out.
Yeah, I love those commercials. I wish you'd bring them back.
Oh yeah, those were some fun ones to do. It's been an interesting life, let me tell you. To have the opportunity to do all the things I've done in 85 years and had so much fun doing all of them, Dan. At time it seemed a little unfair to me that I had so damn much fun.
Well, you're a good guy. You got a big heart, and you deserve it. So that's all right. Hey, Thanksgiving's next week. I saw you already got your rolls going.
Oh, yeah. I made two big batches of them. And my girlfriend, Janet, she wanted to talk about coming up with a lame excuse. I said, now, we don't want to eat any of these. I want to save them for Thanksgiving. And then she said, well, I've got a little bit of heartburn. And she said, these rolls just seem to take care of the heartburn. But I never seen anybody that had so many heartburns.
Yeah, they're good rolls, folks. If you have never had Speed's rolls, they're homemade rolls. You got to try them sometime. Hey, a lot of folks are going to be deep frying birds next week. They're going to be smoking them on the smoker. You know, you and I have talked about spatchcocking turkeys for several years now.
Yeah.
If they're going to deep fry them, to me, the injectable stuff and rubbing it down with a flavor enhancer and a little butter on the outside, to me, that's always a good way to go. What do you have for deep frying birds?
Well, I'll tell you what, you can mix our flavor enhancer like in some warm water to get it fully dissolved. Then you can put just a little bit of a red wine with it and inject into the bird, melt a little butter flavored oil if you can, or just melt the butter and get it injected in right away. But my favorite way is still rub them down with a mixture of you can use butter and flavor enhancer and a little bit of garlic powder, but rub the whole outside of it down, but then put it in the refrigerator. And if you can do it like 2 days ahead of time, so those flavors can, you know, penetrate into the meat real good, gives you a lot better flavor. I still like to spatchcock them, or if I'm going to do a whole bird, make sure you do it breast side down so all the juice goes down into the breast meat so the breast meat don't end up dry. But, again, still rub it down with that mixture of flavor enhancer and a little bit of garlic powder and some butter, and rub the inside of the bird also with it. But I'll tell you what, the gravy you make out of those drippings, Dan, is to die for. I mean, you talk about those mashed potatoes get real happy knowing they're going to get that turkey gravy on them.
Yeah. You know, and that I never thought about using that wine with the flavor enhancer for an injectable. That sounds good.
Yeah, that works pretty slick. And I'll tell you what, it makes that turkey pretty pretty tasty. And I of course, I love the dressing. And then, you know, usually I steam some cauliflower and then put a cheese sauce on it, too, just to kind of, you know, to keep the pallbearers don't get paid by the pound. So I want to try to keep my weight up pretty good, you know, and makes for some pretty good eating. It, and spatchcock birds, the nice thing about spatchcocking them is, you know, all your meat is done basically at the same time. You don't have the dried out breast meat or anything. Need to say you can't stuff them that way, but that's also a good way to do them either in the smoker, on your grill, or in an oven. I mean, it's kind of
cuts the cooking time way down too.
Oh, you bet it does. Yeah, but you're basically, you know, you're getting the heat right to it. You don't have that cavity that you know, that's going to hold some chill in it. It makes for an easy way to cook a bird. But any one of the ways are tasty as long as you use a little bit of cookies.
Yeah, and you know, the reason you want to rub the outside of the bird down with the cookies and the flavor enhancer and the margarine or the butter is that gives it gives that skin a nice golden brown look to it, and it crispens up a little bit. It makes your bird taste way better.
Yeah, I tell you what, that turkey skin though with that flavor enhancer butter on it is it's always kind of a fight up at our place who gets to grab the skin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, for cranberry sauce, I just take the cranberry sugar and water and mix that together. But as soon as it's done, you know, the berries are popping. And as soon as it's just starting to thicken a little bit, I pull it off. And then I put just a little bit of triple sec in there and stir that in with that cranberry sauce. And, boy, does that give it a great flavor.
Oh, I bet. Now, if someone's going to smoke their birds next week, Speed, what do you recommend on the woods to use?
I prefer one of the fruit woods. I don't care cherry, apple, you know, mulberry, any one of the fruit woods. You can throw a little bit of hickory in with it, but I, you know, and to each his own. But I just love the fruit woods for smoking the turkey. I just think it gives it a great flavor. But you know, you can throw a little bit of hickory in there. Alder, maybe a little bit. I'd stay clear away from mesquite, but any one of the fruit woods, cherry, apple, and to be honest with you, very few people can tell the difference whether you're doing cherry or apple wood. It just gives it a little bit sweeter smoke flavor, and you know, and then leftover turkey is, I mean, there's a jillion ways to use if you have any leftover turkey. I mean, you can just take a flour tortilla shell and, you know, just, I don't care, dip it in a little bit of an egg wash or something like that. And, you know, and then just fry it, bake it off if you want a little bit, but have the shell hardened, fill it with the turkey and a little bit of dressing, and a little bit of gravy, and a little bit of cranberry, and just kind of make a turkey taco.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, it's just really good. Now, what about, did you ever take orange juice and use it in a spray bottle while it's baking or cooked, smoking?
I did it with apple juice, but orange. I think orange juice would give it a great flavor. And a guy, you know, most of those spray nozzles, you'd have to get a pulp-free orange juice. Otherwise, yeah. You know, you keep clogging the nozzle all the time. But
well, apple juice would probably. Yeah. Good morning, Jackie. Good to see you in Ohio, kiddo. Thanks for listening and watching. Apple juice would probably be a better way to go, Speed. I've heard people use apple or orange, and they say it really. They baste them or whatever with a spray bottle while it's cooking, and they say
Go ahead. I think if you could get a nozzle big enough, I think orange juice would be terrific, Dan. But either that or just strain your orange juice real good so you didn't plug up the nozzle. But I think orange juice would really be good.
Yeah, probably easy just to get pulp free, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I've never tried that. I'm going to try it next time I try to smoke one. So that's good.
Do that.
Hey, 8:14 and some change here. Somebody asked me to ask you, are you getting a lot of mesquite wood while you're in Arizona?
No.
Did they have mesquite out there?
They might have. About all I see out here is cactus.
Have you tried putting cactus or flavor enhancer on?
Yeah, I did, but I can't get anybody to try it. I mean, I sprinkled on it, and I said, go ahead and bite into it, you know. But I'll tell you what, we took a helicopter ride to the Grand Canyon, and I'll tell you what, that everybody's got to do that sometime in their life.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how many roadrunners do you see out there? Quite a bit?
Haven't seen any. Seen a couple of burros or donkeys or whatever you want to call them out along the road, because you got to watch when you're getting up close to the west rim of the there's cattle and everything just roaming out on the road, so you have to kind of watch that a little bit. But
I figured you'd have a pet road runner by now.
Well, yeah, but I'll tell you what, seen a couple of real cute, and they're pretty to look at, bobcats. There's quite a few bobcats out here.
Wow, you know, there you go. Are you coming home for Thanksgiving, or are you having it out there?
No, I'm coming back, with 14 grandkids, and a lot of which are married now, and we're going to have just what we call I used to always have Thanksgiving and Christmas and do all the holidays, but they said this year, to make it a little bit easier for everybody to try to get together, we're just going to get together on the 17th of December, and that's going to kind of be the Thanksgiving and Christmas all in one. And that's when I'll do the domestic goose and a couple of them, and probably do some prime rib and pull all my buns out of the freezer if Janet hasn't ate all of them by then. But
You tell Janet to keep her hands off your buns.
Well, I don't really want her to tell her that either, because she might, misunderstand.
Oh, Speedy. All right, listen, I'm going to let you go, buddy. Thanks. Hey, before I let you go, Christmas, the cookies, Christmas packs, man. What a great way to spread cookies all over the U.S., and you guys make it really easy for people to send some cookies love all over. Tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com. That's C-O-O-K-I-E-S, and then the letter B, and the letter Q.com. Just go to there, and the cookies gift packs are on there, and we've got a bunch of them made up, so there'll be no delay in shipping. I mean, and you can also call into the 800-331-4995 number. That's 800-331-4995, and talk to Jody and give her your credit card number, and she'll get it shipped out. So you can either on the website or the toll-free number, either one.
Yeah, that's a great thing, because you get several things of sauce, and you get flavor enhancer. I mean, it's a great gift.
Yeah, it makes it nice, and the nice thing about it is it fits everybody.
Absolutely.
No sizes to worry about.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have fun in Arizona and travel safe you back to Iowa.
Happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners out there.
Yeah, we appreciate you, buddy. We love you.
Have a good one. See you, pal.
There he goes, Mr. Speed, Cookies Barbecue King. I tell you what, of all the things that I've gotten blessed with in my life, that's one person right there that I was blessed. I'll always be grateful for Van Harden. When I first moved up to Des Moines, he took me over to the Playhouse, and Speed was they had the rib wagon out there, and he introduced me to Speed, and he's been my buddy ever since. He's just an amazing guy. I just want him. It's amazing how you can just meet somebody. It makes a difference in your life. And Speed Herrig is one of those guys. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Hi, this is your old friend Speed over at Speed's Golf Cars, located in Wall Lake, Iowa. Just stop on over here. We've got a nice selection of new and used golf carts. We're a club car dealer, so we've got a nice selection of new Onward cars, as well as a good mix of utility carts as well. We've got a number of pre-owned golf carts in all types of price ranges. Available with fancy wheels, stereo, we've got it here at Speed's Golf Cars. Let the folks at Speed's handle your golf cart needs. Check out our website for a complete inventory at speedsgolfcars.com.
We all want the deadliest broadheads out there. Have you tried a Slick Trick? Slick Tricks are one of the most accurate and deadliest broadheads on the market. Slick Trick just added to their arsenal with a new Torch Slick Trick. This mechanical head is a clear game changer. The Raptor Trick, Viper Trick, and Magnum heads are still available, as well as the standard Slick Trick that just won another award for best broadhead. They all offer bone-crushing penetration with superior cutting diameters. They feature an all-steel ferrule Alcatraz blade lock system to prevent broadhead failures at the moment of impact that will help you get your game. Bow hunters need gear they can depend on 100% of the time. You wait all season for that shot. Don't trust it to a head that may not deliver a short recovery. For more info, go online to www.slicktrick.net. This year, trick 'em with Slick Trick broadheads and tag your game.
Going fishing is something we look forward to all week. We all want to be better at it and use the best gear available. Gear that will help us feel the bite better and give superb casting performance. Well, when it comes to sensitivity and longer casts, Trika has people talking. Trika rods are scientifically proven to be more sensitive with their unique weave design, as much as 2 times as sensitive as other costly rod brands. Trika casting performance will give you up to 26% longer cast to keep your bait in the strike zone longer. Trika knows you work hard for your money, and they want to give you a rod that will cast longer and let you feel the bite better without putting the bite on your wallet. Trika rods are significantly less than other high-end rods available. They offer a 1-year no questions asked guarantee. Trika rods can be returned for any reason up to 1 year after purchasing. They also come with a limited lifetime warranty. If you want to see what has anglers talking, go check out Trika rods at trika.com. That's T-R-I-K-A.com.
Trails are not always easy. That's why your boots need to fit and perform when you're outdoors. Itasca Footwear has been helping folks on their adventures for over 40 years. Itasca learned over the years that using only the highest quality materials and hardware is the way to make footwear for the whole family in all situations. Whether you're out elk hunting, chasing moose or whitetails, riding snowmobile trails, or ice fishing in sub-zero weather, Itasca Footwear will provide you not only a great fit, but comfort for all-day adventures. Itasca has sizes and styles for the whole family. You want to give them the same comfort and fit that you look for in footwear so everyone can enjoy their day. Look for Itasca Footwear, trusted by millions of customers at most major and family-owned retails. For more information or footwear styles, please go to www.itascabrands.com. Itasca Footwear, they will keep you on the move.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
You were hunting, and a deer tick just crawled onto your leg and is burying its head into your flesh. You can't feel the bite, and you may or may not find the tick. In the coming weeks, you may or may not notice a red ring around the bite. Shortly thereafter, you may or may not get really sick. Your doctor may or may not test you for Lyme disease. The test may or may not detect it, meaning you may or may not get the medication needed. If untreated or not treated on time, you could have a lifetime of complications. Don't take that chance. Get Elimitic clothing from Gamehide. Elimitic features Insect Shield, a repellent that is fused to the fabric fibers. Ticks hate it. Elimitic clothing will retain its effectiveness for the life of the garment and needs no special care. The treatment is odorless and invisible. Wearing Elimitic can help protect you from ticks, chiggers, and other biting insects, and is featured in a complete line of quality Gamehide hunting clothing. To learn more, visit gamehide.com.
They're one of America's favorite fish to go after. Whether you call them old paper mouth or a slab, folks love to chase after the tasty crappie. And the folks at purecrappie.com are waiting to help you limit out your next fishing trip. Whether you dip, troll, or cast for them, purecrappie.com has the baits, tackle, and apparel every crappie angler will appreciate. So before you head to your favorite fishing hole, head on over to purecrappie.com. That's purecrappie.com. They will help you catch more fish.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
Hey, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio on 1350 ESPN. We are broadcasting live out of Lincoln with the Triple H Outfitters. I'm on my new second home. My residency has changed. I've been here so long. Let's go see what, did we get Dave on the line there, Andrew?
Yes, we did.
Dave, what's going on there, buddy?
Not much. How you doing, big man?
Oh, I wish I was in shape like you. I'd be living life a little easier right now. It's been a grind, Dave. I'm telling you, I'm too fat and old to be carrying all this crap for 14 days. Yeah. Hey, what's I talked to Dallas before I came out here, which seems like forever, and he told me that you guys had a big run on shotguns and a lot of stuff ready to go. How's everything looking at the store?
Yeah, the store is full. We have plenty of shotguns. The shells we have depends on what you're wanting. Some shells are hard to get right now, but we're pretty good on them. Slugs, we had a bunch of people come and buy a bunch of slugs, so our slug inventory is down, but we're building that back up.
Okay.
But yeah, we're ready to go. I mean, it's that time of year, and we're excited, and the store's looking good.
Man, pheasant season opened up here a few days ago in Kansas, and then, of course, we're already open back home in Iowa. But I tell you, the pheasants are everywhere. Iowa had a great hatch, best hatch since 2015. And, Dave, you ought to see the quail I'm seeing out here. What a great time to go get you a upland gun. Over there at Larry just sent me two deer pictures, and it's killing me because I'm not going to be able to look at them until I get off the air. What a great time to get an upland gun out at a GLM, because I mean the upland bird population, they're there for the getting now.
Yeah, for sure. And man, I'm a little jealous because I grew up in Kansas, so my experience was I shot a lot of quail growing up as a kid. And it was fun getting out in the field, and you couldn't tell if, I mean, you can kind of tell how the dogs were acting, but man, it could be a pheasant get up, or it could be 15 bobwhite get up. Man, you had to be on your toes when those quail get up.
Dave, I've seen over 10 coveys in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. That's so good to hear.
I mean, and that's just sitting in a tree stand or a ground blind all day. I've had them move in and out, and you can hear them whistle. I mean, it's I'm just telling you, it's phenomenal. And back in Iowa, down in the southern tier, the quail population is doing good back at home, too.
Yeah, that's what we've heard. Is that everything is up. Turkeys are still a little behind, but they're doing good as well. And, man, I spend a lot of time in North Dakota, and, man, when I drive through North Dakota, the pheasant population is ridiculous. It's back.
Well, like I said, I don't know. I've never hunted North Dakota, Dave, but I'm just telling you right now, I hear pheasant cackling everywhere I go in Iowa where I've been hunting, and here I just think it's a great time to be an upland hunter. What that side by side that I bought from you this spring, that is CZ, right?
Yes.
That's a great gun. If someone's looking to get into it, I got a 20 gauge because I told Dave I wanted something that would swing good, wouldn't have a lot of kick to it, and be easy to shoot. And Dave ordered me that side by side CZ. That's a great gun. Yeah, I know Christmas is coming up. If you want to get an upland hunter a great gun, tell him about that gun, Dave.
Yeah, so CZ is one of the gun manufacturers we've been moving to for some of these side-by-side and over-and-unders because they have a great lineup. I actually just purchased one because they make them in a left-handed model.
Oh, wow.
So think about that, a side-by-side, because a left-handed on a semi-auto, that makes sense. It ejects out the left side, the charging handle's on the left side. But you think about a double barrel or an over-and-under, and you're like, what makes it left-handed? Well, apparently, the way the stock fits the receiver – there's a way they camp that just enough that for a lefty, it will line up better than a right-handed shooter. So I'm a lefty, and so I went out and bought that same shotgun that I got you, the CZ Bob White, in 12-gauge, because I have the 20 already, but I got the 12-gauge in left-handed, and actually my son and I are going out pheasant hunting today. I'm going to shoot it for the first time. But those CZ guns are great. They're that mid-price point range. You're looking at $600, $700, $800, depending on which one you get. They have a bunch of over and unders and side by sides, and they're just a high quality gun that doesn't break the bank.
Well, Dave, they're beautiful though. I mean, the wood, the craftsmanship on the wood on those guns are beautiful.
Yeah, they're really fun. And so, I mean, I got the 20 and the 12 I'm taking out today, and it's
and you
can get, what's cool is that some of them have like that old school look with that straight English stock where they don't have the pistol grip. Some of them have two triggers or one trigger. You can get just about anything you want to, and it's great gun. Come with different choke tubes, so they come with five different choke tubes. So it's a pretty sweet little setup.
Yeah, if you're looking for something for deer season coming up, go down to JLM. If you want something for upland hunter, or if you want to get somebody a really special Christmas gift, go see Dallas or Dave. If Dave's running two several businesses, so I don't know how often you're in there, but Dallas will take good care of everybody. Him and Russell will take good care of you. And I'm just telling you what, they're just great, great, great guns.
Yep. I enjoy them immensely.
Yeah. Every gun I bought from you has been a good deal. I love my 44.
Yes, you should.
I do. I love it. I can't.
Well, hey, and that's the other thing right now, we have more Smith revolvers in than we've had in a long time. Smith revolvers are hard to get in, and I got more of them in right now. Here's the crazy one. Smith makes different size frames.
Uh-huh.
So you hear maybe the old school K frame. Then you got the N frames, which are the bigger ones, like the Dirty Harry gun. They make an X frame, which is their big, big, big handgun, which they chamber in like 460 or 500 Smith & Wesson. Well, now they make a 350 Legend X frame. Seven shot revolver shooting the 350 Legend round.
Wow.
And we got one in. It'd be an amazing deer gun, a 350 Legend 8-inch compensated barrel revolver. How much fun would that be?
Oh, that would be fun. And folks, they got great selection of optics too. If you want to put something on your gun, they can take great care of you on their optics as well. Just go down to JLM, Dave, tell them where they can find you.
So we are between 86th and Merle Hay on Douglas, at 70th and Douglas on the northeast corner, right by Stormy's, right across from Come and Go.
Yeah, it's easy to find. And if you got guns that you just don't use anymore or something, before you do anything else with them, go let Dave or Dallas look at them. Because I'm just telling you, I've traded several guns in, and they've always treated me really well, folks. So, you know, go JLM. It's your one-stop ammo and gun shop, and they'll take great care of you. Hey, Dave, I got to run, but hey, thanks for popping on here. And then can we get you on for a regular gun talk segment next month?
Absolutely. I would love that.
I'll send you some dates as soon as I get home, buddy. Good luck hunting today.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Dave. There he goes, Dave Bloom, everybody. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Hey guys, Outdoors Dan here. Do you have a message that you need help getting out, or do you need help promoting your business? If you do, we need to have a chat. You ever thought about letting your vehicle do the promotion while you're out driving around town? If you haven't, let's talk a little bit about Chase Decals in Ames, Iowa, and what they can do for you. I just got my truck wrapped up at Chase Decals in Ames, and they did an amazing job. Josh, Bob, and the staff took the time to find out exactly what my needs were, what my goals were going to be, and they went to work designing a wrap that just pops off my ZR7. Now, wherever I go, folks will be talking about the Outdoor Call Radio Network. If you need help getting your message out or showing people what exactly your business does, I want you to pick up the phone and call Josh at 515-292-6466. That's 515-292-6466. Or go online to chasedecals.com and start planning your campaign today.
In the mood for a great family treat or a special gift idea? Pop on over to the Lotta Pop store located at 647 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny. That's where you'll find over 30 fresh flavors of the most delicious Iowa-grown popcorn in the central Iowa area. You'll love the fresh pop flavors like caramel, caramel apple, kettle corn, jalapeno cheddar, cheddar cheese, birthday cake, or patriotic mix, just to name a few. You'll find something for everyone at Lotta Pop in Ankeny. Arlie and his crew can help you pick out the perfect variety pack, tin, or gift package. Lotta Pop has everything you'll need, from ready-to-eat popcorn to all the fixings to make great popcorn at any event. Everyone loves popcorn, especially when it's from Lotta Pop. It's the same great popcorn you'll find at the Iowa State Games, locally grown and popped to perfection. Lotta Pop can help with any special occasion, corporate events, and special fundraising for your school. For more information, contact Lotta Pop at 515-262-3243 or go online at lottapop.com. Lotta Pop, great-tasting popcorn from Iowa since 1969.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you like to go fishing, or have you ever been back trolling? Back trolling is still one of the best methods of boat control while rigging for walleyes and other fish. Wave Whackers has been the choice for anglers on all sorts of boats to help keep wakes and water spray off of them and their fishing buddies while back trolling or just being on the water. Wave Whackers are custom made in Minnesota by Mike and his family. They're made from a quarter inch tinted polycarbonate, heavy duty aluminum frames, extruded rubber for superior protection from unwanted water in your boat. Wave Whackers are custom made to fit most fishing boats, including tillers or consoles. So when you hit the water next time, don't let the water hit you back. Let Wave Whackers keep you dry and secure. Check them out at wavewhackers.com. That's wavewhackers.com. Or just pick up the phone and give Mike a call. You're going to love your Wave Whackers, and they're going to help keep you dry.
When you're outdoors, it's only fun if you feel safe walking in the field or fishing the creek. Your safety should be paramount. Let me introduce you to Alaskan-based Diamond D Outdoors and the Denali Chest Holster. With fast and easy access to your firearm, the Denali Chest Holster offers the security you require while not being cumbersome. The Denali Chest Holster is handmade for both revolvers and semi-automatic pistols. It's designed for comfort while allowing quick and easy access to your weapon, no matter if you're waist deep in the river or sitting in a tree stand. The Denali Chest Holster is truly the ultimate outdoor holster. Headquartered in Alaska, Diamond D Outdoors knows a thing or two about protection while enjoying the outdoors. The Denali Chest Holster is made in the USA and has over 34 different variants to fit you and your exact gun. For more information or to order your Denali Chest Holster, check them out online at DiamondDOutdoors.com. Get outside, feeling safe, wearing your Denali Chest Holster.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan, live from Lincoln, Kansas at Triple H Outfitters. Trying to get me a deer. Got the Larry McCoy in camp, Philip Vanderpool. Kent Huser is here. We got a good camp. A lot of guys from Michigan are here at the lodge, and boy, it's great. It's just great hearing good hunting stories from all over the country. Everybody, you know, what the traditions are, what they got cooking, and it's just neat. So kind of cool. Speaking of cool, let's go talk to Joe Cool, Smoking Joe Smelser. What's up, Joe?
How's it going today?
Do you like that transition?
I do. That was smooth.
I'm telling you, man, it's like I've been doing this for a while.
Okay. I thought today was your first day.
It don't feel like my first day.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
It's in your DNA, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been taking my ZR2 through Milo fields, through cross country gravel pits, and I almost locked in the differential the other day. But I'll be honest with you, I forgot how to do it. So I didn't want to mess up my truck. But boy, I tell you, that thing's been working great. So
yeah, you've put in some time and some miles this week. I know that.
Oh, it's nuts! I'm telling you, it's just crazy.
But me and Andrew are convinced that today's the day.
I'm telling you, man, from here, from now until Thanksgiving, it's going to be, I think the hunting's going to be good. And hey, you already got your buck tag. Tell everybody about your deer.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. So I went out last Monday. I got in the blind because I'm a big fan of blinds. I don't mind hunting in tree stands, but I just like the blind for some reason. That's kind of, when I was 15 and 16 and I first started hunting, that's how I shot my first deer. So it was in a blind.
Yeah.
And so I've always kind of stuck to it because that's what I really enjoy. So I went out last Monday. I was in a blind by about 5:45, 6 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I had a good hour of darkness before daylight hit. And once that 7 o'clock hit, I started to rattle and grunt pretty aggressively, probably every 25 to 30 minutes. And nothing came through at 7, and then I rattled pretty good and grunted pretty good at 7:30. And so my blind is set up to where I look to the east, and I have a shooting lane at 11 o'clock at about 18 yards, and I got a shooting lane at noon, 1 o'clock, right at 23 yards. So those are my only two real shots. So really short shots, but two really good shots.
Yeah.
And so about 7:45, 7:50, I heard this noise, and as soon as I heard it, I knew what it was. I could hear the hooves hit the ground. So the left side of my blind is, I have all the windows shut, and right next to the blind on the left, that's a trail, and I'm about 15 feet away from a fence line. So a deer had jumped the fence, and I knew exactly what it was when it hit. Well, by the time that it registered of what it was, he was already by me to my left shooting lane. I'm like, oh, that's a deer, and I'll shoot it. Like, I'm not too picky on size. So, but I just saw the back of his head and saw that the rack looked pretty good. So I, was going crazy trying to get my bow ready, which it was, the arrow was already knocked. It just wasn't, physically in my hand.
Yeah.
So by the time that I grabbed my bow, he was kind of around the corner behind some trees, and I just grabbed my grunt call and I grunted at him 3 times and he stopped. And by that time I was fully ready to go. And if he takes a hard right and does a U-shape back to the right, he comes in my second shooting lane at 12 and 1 o'clock. So he stopped after I grunted the first time, and then I grunted one more time, and I saw him start to come to the hard right. And by that time, I was already at full draw, and he was almost fully broadside at like 18, 19 yards, and I shot him, and his perfect placement of shot, and he ran past me where he came from and hopped the fence and went up the top of the hill, which is probably 25, 30 yards from where my blind sits. And by that time I had the window down so I could see him. And I kept grunting at him just to kind of try and keep him closer, keep him interested into what I am.
Yeah.
And so he stood up at the top of the hill for probably 3-4 minutes, and I could just see blood coming down his leg from where the shot hit. And then he kind of just walked off slowly to the west. But I could kind of just see his horns from the top, and then he disappeared. And I probably waited almost an hour before I got out of my blind. And then I got out and went to the top of the hill just to kind of see if I could see him and just kind of see where
that blood was.
Yeah, he was laying probably 20 yards, 25 yards from where I was standing, but he was still moving in the grass because he was still kicking and turning. And so I backed out for probably another half hour. And then came back and I found him. So, but
you got it. So, yeah, it was a nice deer. Good deer.
Yeah. Yeah. It was super best one I've ever shot. So it'll be my first one I've ever get to hang on the wall. So I was pretty pumped and been pretty excited, you know, just all week, just kind of the process of, you know, I took him down to Milo. So everybody was fantastic down at Milo, Locker down at Milo.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah, yep. So, and then I got his head in a freezer right now, so I'm going to probably take him to a taxidermist probably here in the next week or so. So
yeah, well, there you go. Though. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So,
what's going on at the Rock? You got any big deals since you got a big buck? You going to give people? You going to give them a free truck?
No free trucks today. That was yesterday.
Oh.
If you would have called yesterday, there may have been some better luck with that. So. But inventory is doing good. Rebates are getting a little bit better on certain trucks. So if you're looking at a Silverado 1500 LT or RST, the rebates were originally about $1,500 before if you qualify for all the offers. But now they're up to $3,250.
Wow.
And that just happened within last week. So they're starting to add a little bit more rebates as time goes.
Yeah.
So rebates are getting a little bit better, and inventory still kind of slowly getting better too. So, but everything's going good and no complaints. So,
all right. Well, tell everybody where they can find you, big killer.
Yeah, I'll be here all day today, all next week, and it's 1101 Southeast Oral Labor at the Rock. So, and I saw a couple Milo tickets too. I got two or three left. I got three left.
If you go see Joe, he'll and kick the tires. He'll give you a free deer processing from the Milo Locker. First come, first serve.
Come and kick one. We'll be good.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Joe. Congrats, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys have fun and good luck.
Thank you, pal. There you go.
Yep, bye-bye.
Smoking Joe Smeltzer. I'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Hey, Outdoors Dan here. How many times have you had to quit hunting because your feet got cold or uncomfortable? Well, I have a way to keep your feet feeling great in any weather or outdoor activity. Have you heard of Norlander Sock Company? Norlander Sock Company uses high-quality alpaca to produce some of the best socks out there. Alpaca socks will keep your feet comfortable and feeling great all day. Alpaca socks will wick away any moisture that you might encounter, plus work with your outdoor footwear to keep your feet temperature where they need to be. Alpaca socks also has a natural antibacterial quality to them that will keep your socks from smelling. They have heavyweight and lightweight styles with a bunch of color and size choices for you to choose from. Plus, gift boxes are available that are 100% guaranteed. So this year, when you plan your outdoor activities, make sure you keep your feet comfortable and feeling great all day. Try a pair of Norlander socks, pure alpaca, pure comfort. For more information, just go to norlandersocks.com and give your feet a treat.
If bow hunting or archery is your passion, get to Archery Field and Sports in Altoona and see what's new in your sport. Archery Field and Sports has been helping archers and bow hunters for generations. They have the experience to help you with your purchase and help you reach your goals. Archery Field and Sports carries archery gear from Matthews, Hoyt, Bowtech, and Bear, plus all the top extras and accessories you'll ever need. Mark and his staff are trained on all the latest tuning and setup techniques and are experts at personally fitting you to the bow you want. They also have a 40-yard indoor range that will help you with getting sighted in. Archery Field and Sports has leagues and personal training sessions available for you to train for the upcoming seasons that'll help you fill your tags. Archery Field and Sports at East 56th Street in Altoona. Open Tuesday through Sunday with leagues during the week. For more information, go to archeryfield.com or call 515-265-6500.
Are you into hunting, fishing, camping, or tailgating? If you are, we'd like to introduce you to Arctic Ice. Arctic Ice is a brand new way to keep your game, beverages, and camping supplies cold and fresh. Wherever your adventure takes you, Arctic Ice Packs are a rugged ice substitute that maintains low temperature longer than a bag of ice and does not have the slushy mess that can contaminate what's in your cooler. If you like to hunt or fish, look at the Alaskan Series or Arctic Ice Packs that will keep your game or fish at 34 degrees for 3 to 4 days.
days. If you're wanting to really freeze things up, try the Tundra Packs that can keep your wild game and fish at dry ice temperatures for the travel back home. For tailgating or camping, try the Chillin' Brew Packs. They will keep your beverages of choice at frosty cold temperatures 4 times longer than what a bag of ice can. If you want your game, fish, or camping goods to stay fresh and cold as possible without the mess of regular ice, go check out Arctic Ice Packs today. You can find models of Arctic Ice Packs at Sportsman's Warehouse or at www.arctic-ice.com.
Is it time to get your carpet looking like it did when you first moved in? Or have you had some water issues that need to be taken care of in your home or business? Well, if you call Jesse at Richard Remediation and Cleaning in Ankeny, Iowa, Jesse has been helping folks get their carpets, upholstery, tile, and grout looking great again since he learned from his father on how to take care of customers. Richard Remediation and Cleaning can handle any size job, from a single home to multi-unit apartments or offices. They offer first responders and military discounts every day. So if you need help at home or work getting things back to normal or cleaning up after the pet when they make a mistake, pick up the phone and call 319-400-6921. That's 319-400-6921. Or look them up on Facebook at Richard Remediation and Cleaning. One call cleans it all. Look them up on Facebook at Richard Remediation and Cleaning or call 319-400-6921.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan. Banner and Olson Shooting Ranges are offering discount annual passes. They've got them discounted annual passes ranging for 2024 by $40, making the perfect gift for the hard-to-buy family member. There you go. Go check that out. Individual passes will be available for $200. Family passes for $260, a $40 savings. Annual passes may be purchased at either range and are valid at both shooting ranges. If you currently have a pass, this purchase will just add an additional year to your current pass. Banner Range is down by Indianola. The Olson Shooting Range is located off Northwest Madder Drive, about 5 miles northwest of Polk City. I shot there. Kind of neat little place. You can check all that out and check them out. Let's see. Chronic wasting disease. The DNR is going to have a big meeting on November 29th at 7 o'clock. It's going to be on Zoom. So if you have chronic wasting disease concerns or if you want to learn more about CWD, just go in there and register and you can do all that. They're going to have classes going on too. As of November 14th, a total of 263 wild deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease in 16 Iowa counties. DNR has increased disease surveillance efforts during the 23-24 deer hunting season in Grundy, Jasper, Marshall counties, where the disease was not recently, where it was most recently detected, Tyler Harms, biometrician for the Iowa DNR, says effective management of the disease requires all hands on deck. So they want to get your feedback. Testing for disease requires a tissue sample from the particular lymph node just behind the jaw. CWD is it's a neurological disease belonging to the family diseases known as the transmissible spongiform encephalitis. It's TSC, encephalopathic. Andrew, help. We'll work on the pronunciation of that for next week. I said, son, what's he saying, son? anyway, it attacks the brain of infected deer. It's just not good. They lose all. It's just they're a mess. So, anyway, if you wanted more information, get a hold of Tyler Harms, and they'll tell you all about that. Guttenberg South Boat Ramps are going to close November 27th. So there you go. Don't forget, we got that youth deer mount contest we're doing. We're going to be giving away those waders next week for waterfowl and whitetail Wednesday. So this is going to be your last Wednesday this next week to take a screenshot of a show that's on Wednesday on the Outdoor Call Radio app and email it to me. And the winner is going to get a pair of brand new Itasca waders. So how about that? And thanks to Dave Jones over at Jones Brothers Taxidermy. Always does a great job on my stuff. He's already told Larry Mack, get the deer up here. I'm going to get it mounted for the Deer Classic. So he takes care of Larry. Yeah, we'll see how it is. Shotgun 1 is going to be December 2nd through the 6th.
Late muzzleloader is going to be December 18th through January 10th. Shotgun 2 is December 9th through the 17th. And I'm not going to have time to do the lake reports. I'll do more next week. Sorry about that. Hey, are you afraid to go into the dentist? I am. I'm a big baby when it comes to going to the dentist, but I don't have to be anymore because of Dr. Scott Obi-Wan Kenobi Yagi at Advanced Family Dentistry. Not only are they extremely gentle with me and everybody that comes through those doors, they've been voted best dentist in Ankeny for like a millennium. I mean, it's every year, best dentist, best dentist, best dentist. It's like a natural thing. They'll take great care of you. They're located over at 907 North Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny, Iowa. If you want an appointment, if you're new to the area or you're just looking for a new dentist, 515-964-1490, or go check them out anytime at ankenysmiles.com, and they'll take good care of you. Andrew, are we all caught up? Or are we good?
Yeah, I mean, really, the only thing is that last break to send us off, so we've been pretty efficient today.
Yeah, even when I'm out of town, we're making it happen. That's a good thing.
You're doing pretty good today.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm going to go shoot me a 200-inch deer today.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's going to happen, I'm telling you. Larry Mack's going to hit those rattling horns, and that buck's going to come on out there stomping and snorting and ready to go, and I'm going to let that elite eat. I'm going to call Donovan and say, hey, big buck down, baby. It's going to happen. I can feel it in my bones.
Ah, there you go. That's where when you feel it there, you know it's going to happen.
Well, you know why? Because I just did laundry and I got all the skank out of my clothes.
There you go. Hey, whatever works, whatever gets the job done.
I had to get the skank out of my clothes, man. Oh, jeez. Crazy. Yeah, I can't believe next week's Thanksgiving already. I already told you I want to thankful for all my partners, and I'm thankful for Andrew, and Andrew's been doing the show with me quite a while for now, and he's been doing a good job. I'm thankful for my wife, Jenny, and my kids, Danny and Riley, and all my family. I'm thankful for my baby, Raven. Raven, I'm still alive, buddy. Daddy loves you. I'll be home soon, I promise. You're such a good boy. Poor dog, he thinks I'm abandoning him. I'm telling you. Jenny sent me a picture. Because normally if I'm sitting in my lazy boy or whatever, he'll jump on my lap. 100-pound dog. He thinks he's a small lap dog still. He jumps in my lap and he'll give me kisses and stuff, you know. Well, now he's jumping on Jenny and giving her kisses. Ah. So, yeah, he thinks I've moved on. Poor baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, he will be happy, happy, happy to see you back.
Yeah. Good morning, mailman. Rick, the mailman. Elliot, good to see you. Good morning, Don Warren. Thanks for watching. Appreciate you. But, hey, I really want to say thank you. I'm thankful for all of you out there listening on the radio right now and listening on Facebook Live, on the live stream. We couldn't do these shows without you. And we've always said that they're your show. I mean, it's my stupid face on here, but you know, we do it for you. And you know, I always wanted this show to be just like a couple friends sitting around the coffee table, just sharing stories and you know, trying to talk about things. And I've tried to stay true to that formula, and I think that's part of the reason why we've been on the air for 26 years. And I just want to say thank you to all my listeners and friends out there. And you know, you're very much part of this whole thing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's why we try to do as many contests and giveaways as we do. We want to try to give back as much as we can. So we definitely appreciate you. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that, buddy. I need all the luck I can get, man. It's going to happen. So, all right, Andrew, I'm going to get out of here. You got everything handled?
I mean, sure. Yeah. I think today was a really good day. Hopefully, we'll get to see you back next week as well here. I mean, it's a lonely studio without anybody here.
Yeah, I know. I'll be back. Donovan's going to kick me out of here pretty soon. He's about had enough of it. Like I said, they're already calling me Vanderpool Jr., so I got to get going. So, all right, everybody, don't forget now, starting Monday, we're going to give those bows away. You just go to the Outdoor Call Radio app, send me a screenshot of a show that you're listening to on the app, and email that to me at outdoorsdan@mac.com. You could always just go to the website, outdoorcallradio.com, my email. You can find my email there. But Monday through Friday on the Outdoor Call Radio app, send me a screenshot of a show. It's all you got to do, and just put bow at the subject line. And I'll put you in a drawing, and we're gonna give away those two bowls for Christmas. I'll see you next week. God bless you. Say have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time right here on the Outdoor Call Radio Show. Bye!
Hey, Larry Mack, what is going on over at Scott Archery, man? Social media is blowing up on these new releases. Can you tell me about the new S2 Select and Apex Core?
Yeah, we are super excited about these three releases. We'll start with the Apex Core. The Apex Core is a closed hook design where the Apex was an open hook design. It also has a finger through hole, so for extra grip. And also with the closed hook, you can leave it hung on your D-loop while you're in the tree. Second, let's go to the S2. The S2 release is a double sear release. It also comes with a forward trigger, so you get two triggers. You get a forward trigger and a rear trigger. Third, let's go to the Select. The Select is a back tension offering that has grooves in the handle to eliminate any slipping. It also comes with two moons, so you can fine tune or adjust to get the shot to break whenever you want.
Man, that's awesome. I can't wait to get down to my Scott Archery dealer and check these out. If you want more information, folks, go check them out at scottarchery.com.
Are you getting ready for hunting season? Well, you've done your homework, and now the time is getting close. One thing after you've harvested that deer or wild game, where are you going to take it? Well, I have an answer. The Milo Locker in Milo, Iowa. The Milo Locker has been processing wild game and general locker animals for over 15 years. Daryl and Angie are the owners, and they take great pride in the fact that they do everyone's order the way the customer wants it. You can have your deer, moose, elk, or even bear processed and hand-wrapped, cut to your specifications. If you like tasty snacks, Daryl does a great job making snack sticks, summer sausage, and jerky with all sorts of cheese and spice combinations. They do a ton of deer each year at the Milo Locker, and they do each order like it was their own. So if you get lucky this year and need a good locker, try the Milo Locker. Check them out today or just give them a call at 641-942-6231. And you're on KRNT tomorrow.